Words of Life Daily Devotional, Sunday, 18 January 2026. Reverend Aiko Eshin. Topic, Our Consecration Mandate to God. Scripture, 1 Peter 1:15-16. The New King James Version. As he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, You shall be holy, for I am holy. The New King James Version. The church is described and acknowledged as a holy temple of God. The church is thus, both corporately and individually, mandated to be holy for God's habitation and service. This requires the consecration of our bodies to God. In the book of Romans 12:1, the Apostle Paul has this to say, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. The English Standard Version. We are commanded to present or offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God. This is considered as our reasonable service or spiritual worship to the Lord. This means we must daily bring our bodies under subjection to the Spirit of the Lord and to use the members of our bodies for what is pure, holy, and acceptable to the Lord. Our bodies cannot be subject to just anything or to be used as carriers for just any business. Why? Because it is set apart for the habitation of our Holy Father. The Apostle Peter in his first letter emphasizes to Christians of who we have become and the need to disregard any previous way of life in order to exemplify our obedience and newness in nature. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, You shall be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:14-16. The English Standard Version. To be called the obedient children of God means we are created, designed, and fashioned to be such, because God created us in the new birth with a new heart, a new spirit, and He causes us by His Spirit to obey Him. Ezekiel 36:26-27. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments, and do them. God also requires us to be holy, set apart, sanctified, and consecrated to Him, since He is holy. You're the habitable body where God dwells. Treat your body with such honor and dignity, living each day knowing that divinity is tabernacled in you. Confession. Holy Father, I am amazed at your love for me, that you have made your abode in me, causing me to do of your good pleasure. May your Spirit in me cause me to live a life worthy of your dwelling in me in Jesus' name. Amen. Further study, Exodus 39:30-31. The New King James Version, verse 30. Then they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold and wrote on it an inscription like the engraving of a signet, verse 31. And they tied to it a blue cord to fasten it above on the turban as the Lord had commanded Moses. Ezekiel 36:26-27, verse 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh, verse 27. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments, and do them. If you have read this devotion, and you know you are not born again, saved, we would like to give you the opportunity to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. Connect to the link, https://echoeshin.lifeconventionministries.org/salvation-invitation/.